Welcome back to SaskTel Center. Prior to game one of the Eastern Conference final between the Saskatoon Blades and the Moose Jaw Warriors, it's been a little while for both of these teams waiting for the start of this series. As I'm joined by assistant coach Wacy Rabbit, almost too long of a wait. When were you ready to go with game one of this series?
I think we're ready Monday or Tuesday. To be honest, we were talking, me and Doss, we played in Europe. And if the series and both teams are ready, 2 days, let's go. So, but it was nice to get that break, you know, to prepare and obviously get some guys some rest, which, you know, last year we didn't have a lot of that. So it was nice to have a little bit of a change.
I think I noticed there was actually a whole day off from the rink for these guys. That was unheard of last year, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and I think they had two or three, actually, right after Red Deer, you gave a couple days off. And then Tuesday they got the day off and they did a team dinner. So it was nice to, you know, that you want them to be around each other and keep playing for each other. So you want to make sure that you make it, you know, when they come to the rink, they do their work. And when they leave, the weather's nice, you enjoy your time in Saskatoon.
What was the basic thrust of what's been done on the ice with practice here getting set for this series?
Well, there were some structure things, you know, I won't get into that, mm-hmm. but, you know, we wanted to push the pace towards the end of the week, you know, both teams, that we can fly, and we want to make sure that they're going through us as much as possible rather than going around us and getting their momentum. So, you know, the momentum swing was a big thing for us to focus on, and you know, that'll be important tonight.
You would like to get into the game tonight, game one of a series, flying rather than sort of easing into it.
Yeah, we definitely want to dive in head first. You don't want to dip your toes in, especially against Moose Jaw. We want to impose our will on them for sure. But they're a good team. You know, there's no, in the conference finals on both sides, you don't hide. There's four good teams left, so it's going to be a really good series.
But it tends to, looks like to me anyway, from the outside, that it should be a different sort of a series than what we saw against Prince Albert and Red Deer.
Yeah, you know, it's, we talk about puck management, but now it's really focused on that. You know, they have some offensive guys that like to move up the ice real quick, and their transition game is very elite. And you know, you want to try and limit those odd man situations. So we want to try and make them come 200 feet as much as possible. At the same time, like we have offensive guys too. So we want to make sure that, you know, if we're not scoring off the rush, we're trying to get it below their dots. And, you know, we do well in our offensive zone.
I'm thinking more along the lines of the physicality, though, because these are the two least penalized teams, not just during the playoffs, but during the regular season as well.
Yeah, and we take pride in, you know, making sure we play 5-on-5, and we have a really good 5-on-5 games. We don't want to get into a, you know, a special teams match with Moose Jaw. We want to make sure we play 5-on-5. And, you know, the physical part is that, you know, there's two teams that don't like each other, right? So there's going to be some animosity. There's going to be guys that, you know, like Vaughn Waterroot, you know, Fraser Minton setting the tone, and they'll be going through bodies at the same time. They got some big boys that like to hit as well.
All right. Well, it should be an interesting series. All the best in game one tonight, Wacy.
Thanks, Les.
Wacy Rabbit, assistant coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show. Brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Keys to the Game with Adam Ermentrout coming your way shortly. We'll also have in the next segment the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders, all coming up before 7 o'clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.